Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. Welcome back. It's been a long time since we did an episode. The last time we did an episode, we were talking about doing the first smoothie shred challenge. Now we have completed two of those, and we're about to do our third in a very interesting way. Let's start with catching up on some of the summaries of the last two challenges that we did. For those of you who are not familiar with the smoothie shred challenge, what it was a set of guidelines I put together that showed you how to make smoothies. The commitment was to drink a smoothie every single day for 28 straight days and increase the amount of workout that you do. And I'll go over exactly how to do that in just a second. I'll actually go over each of the week's guidelines so that you can start to put that into practice wherever you are right now and whatever level that you're currently at in your fitness. And then I'll share with you what we've been up to since then and what the details of this new challenge, which is going to be coming up in the next few, probably about a week and a half or so. But the summary of the last challenge just blew us away in terms of how easy it was for everybody involved to implement. We had about 1,500 participants do the challenge, and just all across the board, and you can see it. If you haven't gone to smoothieshred.com, go ahead and get yourself registered there. It's totally free, and then gain access to our private Facebook group, and you can see all the results from the last challenge that everybody was able to post online. I mean, they posted their pictures, their measurements, the weight loss. I mean, it was just absolutely sensational. I mean, I would say the ranges of weight loss ranged anywhere between about 3 to 4 pounds all the way up to about 15, 16 pounds of weight lost in 4 weeks. The inches were even more dramatic, anywhere between a half inch off of the waist to, in some cases, 3 to 4 inches just off of the waist alone. A couple people gained some weight. Some of it was the kind of weight that they wanted, which was we saw some increases in muscularity. In some cases, they were actually trying to use it to build some muscle. And then in other cases, they gained some weight as a result of cellular hydration and in the worst cases, some extra bloating. Some of the food wasn't being properly digested, but those happened in very, very, very few cases. And we were actually able to help most of those people work it out. With just changing the frequency of eating, reducing some of the fiber in some cases, and introducing a probiotic. For the most part, it couldn't have been easier. So what I want to do in this episode is share with you the guidelines and show you how to progress through them so that you can get results like this too. For those of you who are looking for a very, very easy to implement, something that you could sustain for the rest of your life, this is what the Smoothie Challenge was offering. A way to get in better shape, lose weight if you feel like you're overweight, and create a habit that will literally bulletproof your health and keep your metabolism high forever. The first guideline is, starting with week one, is I simply ask you to make a smoothie using our template. And again, I'll give you the template for free. Just go to smoothieshred.com. And after you confirm your basically saying that you want emails from us, you're only going to get one email. And it's going to show you the whole template of how to create these smoothies. The template works like this. 75% of your blender. So the first prerequisite is you're going to have a blender. At this point, it doesn't even matter if you have a Vitamix or a Blendtec or if you have a regular old like Black & Decker or Cuisinart. It'll work just fine for this challenge. But the first part of the challenge requires you to drink a smoothie a day. That's it. You got to drink a blender full of smoothie a day, not one smoothie, but a blender full of smoothie. So again, it doesn't matter what kind of blender you have. If you have a small blender, a big blender, This part of it is to get you in the habit of making these smoothies and then consuming the entire blender full by the end of the day. So the guidelines for creating your smoothie is 75% greens, 25% fruit, handful of flax seeds or chia seeds, and then just fill it up with either water or almond milk or any nut milk that has low calories, low carbohydrates. That's it, with little to no sugar. And the reason that works so powerfully is because in one single drink, you're better hydrated. You provided yourself with a ton of fiber, a ton of micro and macronutrients, and a whole bunch of phytochemicals and phytonutrients that you just typically don't get with processed foods. A lot of folks that I know that are going through, they're trying to do a body transformation routine, they end up lowering their metabolism when they do just macros. And the reason is because macros don't really define or most macronutrient diets don't really define exact, like the most, prescribe the most nutrient dense foods that there are out there. And your metabolism is really a function of how much nutrients you're getting in your body. And that goes beyond just carbohydrates, protein, and fat. So the way this works is if you're committing to just doing a smoothie a day, there's no need or requirement to take out any foods that you're currently eating right now. So if you take out a food, it's only because you don't feel like eating it. It's not because the guidelines say that you have to. And that really takes a lot of pressure off of a lot of people's shoulders that especially are struggling to lose weight. When someone is overweight or they're struggling to lose weight, the primary thing that's going on there is usually there's an addiction to the type of foods that are keeping them overweight. That's what it boils down to. What we can do is when you add these smoothies to your diet every single day is it automatically raises your metabolism. And don't worry about the calories that are in these smoothies, because what happens is what we've seen, these are the results, and we have lots of participants and their case studies and their results to show it. But it turns out that when you raise your metabolism, it raises it far greater than any potential storage of calories that come from the smoothies themselves. So the amazing thing is that the folks that got great results that went through the program, most of them reported they're eating more food than they're used to eating. That means a higher caloric intake and they were losing weight. How cool is that? Now, the second guideline is that you increase your workout by 50%. So that could be anything that you're doing. If you're lifting weights, lift 50% more weights. If you're also lifting weights, look at the number of reps. The total of sets that you're doing, and increase that by 50%. Let me backtrack there. When I said lift 50% more weights, don't add 50% more to your weights. That's actually not so much a requirement unless you can do the same number of sets and reps, then yeah, that would actually count. But we, at the end of the day, we're trying to do 50% more work. Now, what if you're not working out in any way? Then all you do is you get yourself a pedometer, or at this point, if you have a newer iPhone where it's counting the number of steps that you take, record that for a day or two. Look at what you're averaging in terms of steps, and then just make it a goal to increase that by 50%. That's it. So if you find out that you take 10,000 steps a day, make it your goal to do 15,000 steps for the rest of that week. It's that simple. That's it. You just do that every single day. And if you're on our Facebook group, you just post a picture of yourself either doing the walking or doing the workout so that you're sweaty, which keeps you accountable, and take a picture of yourself drinking your smoothie. So that way, you can stay accountable to yourself. And then also, you know that you've got a community of almost 3,000 people that are just cheering for you and supporting you. So that's smoothieshred.com week one. Week two, week three, we start to increase our efforts a little bit more. Where we're headed with the workouts is we're trying to get you to the point where you're doing about 100% more than what you're typically used to. So you can get some pretty dramatic results. And that means doubling the amount that you do. So you could double your effort and keep the time and work the same, keep the time the same. Or you could double your time if you're doing some distance running. Or you could double your sets. Those are all different ways. Or you can double your steps. All of those are different examples of how you can double your workout, because it's just doubling your workouts is just a surefire way to start seeing results, especially for anybody who's plateaued for a while, or if they feel like they've had trouble seeing results in the past. I mean, that will break through any plateau that you have. You double your workouts, you're instantly going to start seeing results when you didn't see them before. Or whatever results you're getting, you're going to see a dramatic increase in the rate of results. And that's what we want, especially when you combine that with a high nutrient density diet, which is what the smoothies are providing. So that's what you're looking to do over the first 3 weeks, is to go from 50% increase in workout to 100% increase in the workout, and then maintain that for the rest of the 28 days. From the nutritional side, we want to get you to the point where you go from having a blender full of smoothie a day to then approximately 64 ounces or more per day. So that's when you start looking at the size of your blender and making sure that you're getting a minimum amount. And then finally, by the last week, week three or four, you want to get to the point when you're actually putting a pound of greens in your body every single day. Now, there's no requirement that it has to be 100% from the smoothie. So you can eat a pound of greens, or you could drink a pound of greens, or you could do a combination of both. It doesn't matter. The idea is, when you consume a pound of raw greens a day, the typical greens that we use in our smoothies are spinach, kale. Those are the big ones, field greens. I mean, really, you could use anything. It doesn't really matter. Just nice green leafy vegetables. I mean, you could even do broccoli, although just for taste reasons, I don't recommend it. But it's to each to their own. The idea is to get that full pound of greens in your body, which is what supports the results of this system. Because when you do a pound of greens, you are just loading your body with amazing fiber, huge amount of nutrients, huge amount of phytonutrients and minerals. And it's just one of those things where your body has a hard time being unhealthy when you're providing it with that much in nutrients. So that's how this whole system works, and that's how you're able to get amazing results with it. So hopefully that gives you an idea. That's the audio version of the entire Smoothie Shred Challenge. Those are the guidelines for it right there. If you go to the website, smoothieshred.com, go ahead and sign up for it if you haven't already, and you'll get an email. The first email that's going to say, hey, are you sure you really signed up for this? And when you get that email, click on the confirmation link in it, and then you'll be sent the next email. And that'll contain the template. It'll contain the link to the Smoothie Shred Facebook group. You want to go ahead and join that. A lot of people who are not on Facebook, they're creating Facebook accounts just so they could get the accountability and support. And both Brooke and I, at least in the meantime, we're offering all of our support 100% for free. Now, the support, of course, has to be related 100% towards the guidelines of the challenge. But that's where we answer your questions. That's where you can be part of an amazing community of people that are just supporting each other every single day. And whether a challenge is currently going on right now or not, we will still support you 100%. So I wanted to get this podcast out there. It's been way too long. And in the next few episodes, I'm going to be catching you up on all the cool things that have been going on and what we've learned. I mean, we had just gotten back recently from Portland Veg Fest, and right before the Portland Veg Fest was another conference that Brooks broke at. She shared the stage with Dr. Neil Barnard, founder of PCRM, one of the most awesome medical organizations that are in existence today. And we also got to see the premiere of the movie Eating You Alive, which is going to be the next Forks Over Knives. It is just a beautiful, beautiful, amazing documentary that just nailed it in terms of showing again that a plant-based diet just is one of the best treatments, period, for reversing just about any disease out there. And Brooke was featured in it. So not only was she featured as one of the patient case studies, but she was also featured as one of the experts. So if you get a chance, go check that movie out. It's amazing. So from here on out, we're basically offering our support through our Facebook page, but actually our Facebook group through the Smoothie Shred Challenge. That's where our community now is active and it's living. You might notice that there's just not a whole lot going on our Vegan Body Revolution fan page. You can still interact with us there, but the majority of our support and love is going through the Facebook group. So make sure you get a chance to head on over there. If you want more resources too, we've also got veganmusclebook.com if you want to learn how to build muscle on a vegan diet as well. And I think that's all I've got. It's just been, it's been an honor being able to do these podcasts for you. And just know that the only reason I haven't been able to, I haven't been doing, more podcasts lately is just because of an insane travel schedule. I'm actually at this moment when I, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm here in Denver, Colorado, speaking for the next 4 days. And then I'm going back, and then I'm going to be doing Boston in just a couple weeks after that. We're looking at doing some pretty cool stuff in New York. So if you're listening to this episode and you join the Smoothie Shred Challenge and you get into our Facebook group, do me a favor, just send me a holler. Let me know that you heard this episode, and I'll holler right back at you. Thank you so much. I love you all. I look forward to the next episode. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.